Tony's Chocolate Lanes might actually be one of the best marketing strategies we've seen in the food industry because they heavily play on guilt. On their packaging, it says that they're slave-free, the way that their chocolate's shaped is like the shapes of West African countries. You know, they say they're slave-free and guilt-free, which is absolute bollocks because they do keep finding cases of child labour in their supply chain. But people buy these chocolates because they want to feel better about them. The problem is that year after year, they keep finding cases of child labour. Nestle, Cadbury's, Mars and Tony's Chocolonely are all supplied chocolate from Barry Callebaut. Now, the only difference with Tony's Chocolonely is that they say that their beans are segregated. They don't allow any independent monitoring, which means that the cases that they are finding, I mean, they could be very much downplayed. Without that complete transparency, we won't know. I mean, you're sitting at the table with quite literally the worst of the worst, you know, and saying, oh, but we're different. Like, where's your integrity? So their argument for using the same supplier of cacao as Nestle, Cadbury's, Mars, who we know and who they openly know can only trace up to 40% of their chocolate. They know that children are working in the fields picking the cacao. Tony's reason for using the exact same supplier as the worst offenders is, in their own words, in order to make a difference in the industry, they should get in the lion's den with the lions. Now, in the previous video, I provided you with examples of bean to bar suppliers in the UK. So these are companies that know exactly where their single bean chocolate is coming from. They themselves are making the final product in their factory. Why doesn't Tony's do that?